You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've had a great show. Make Brett's live. Make Brett live again. He can chime in anytime he wants. We've got Brett Harris. He's a top producer at Douglas Elliman. He's the broker for the Stars on Miami Beach. We do deals with him. He is the man. If you aspire to your home, you've got to go with Brett because Brett knows the community. If a home's not for sale, Brett might still be able to find one that meets your needs. So that's what we've been talking about. Brett's the man. And we want to talk a little bit now. We've only got a couple minutes left in the show. It's been a big week here on the Vivian Freed front. Vivian was on TV this week on Christy Krueger's Channel 10 News. High five to Christy. We're going to put that up on our website. So if you can look on freedombusiness.com, it'll be up there, www.freedombusiness.com. I'll put that up there probably in the next day or so. I wanted it to be I'll say it for real. I forgot to put it up already. I love you, honey. My wife is here today. My wife has been struggling with end-stage kidney disease for 31 months now. She goes and gets plugged into an absolutely diabolical machine that saves her life every day called the dialysis machine. They chill her blood down to 45 degrees. I live at home. I'm dressed in flannels with a stocking cap all the time under a blanket, but at least she's comfortable. I kiss her. I'm freezing. She's sweating like a dog there, and she's just amazing. And what is kidney disease? That means that she hasn't peed in 10 months. Her body can't clear liquids. It's horrendous. It's diabolical. I love her. And now I want to tell you a fact you may not know. You only need one kidney to live. Neither of Vivian's kidneys work. But if somebody out there has two kidneys and is willing to donate one to give the gift of life to Vivian, well, God bless you. I can't. I'm not really physically able to do it. I'm unfit. Yeah, that makes me feel like dog do, but what can you do? So I'm out here pitching hard, harder than freaking Jose Fernandez. I'm trying to get my wife a kidney. She needs one. If you've got two and you're willing to donate one because you're a spiritual, loving person that's willing to pay it forward, well, you can call my cell, 305-773-6300, or you can go to the Miami Transplant Institute, call them direct. That's okay. I don't mind. It's going to take me a second to look up the number. I wasn't prepared. My phone died. 305. It's 305-355-5433. She wasn't going to talk on the radio, but she just did. 305-355-5433. Help me save my wife's life. Can I get any more down and dirty than that? And by the way, even if you don't match, there's a way that your kidney can help Vivian. It's called a paired donor donation. They just did one today at the Miami Transplant Institute. It's where one person gives their kidney to another person, gives their kidney, and it's a chain. And boy, it's a miracle. Now that one person saved two or three lives. God bless them. God bless them. You know, and it's not about the cadaver kidneys. You know, those will save her life too. But a living donor is such a much better result for everybody. And I've talked to people that have given the gift of life. It's something that they can't even express how good it is. So Vivian's been on this machine. She's been on Christy Krueger. She hasn't left town except for a couple days, and it was a horrendous experience because she had an appointment to get dialysis out of town, and they lost it. We thought we'd have to drive all the way back to Miami, 12 hours to get her dialysis. This is something that's important. And Vivian, my beautiful wife, is not the only person that needs a kidney. So if you want to give the gift of life, please call the Miami Transplant Institute at 305-355-5433. And we've got a page up on Fundly. You can go to fundly.com. You can read all about what's going on with Vivian. You can help me save Vivian's life. You can donate to Vivian a kidney. If you don't want to donate a kidney, but you want to help her some way, you can make a donation. It's all about helping Vivian. The hashtag for this is ShowVivLove. Hashtag ShowVivLove. You'll go there. You'll see everything. Fundly.com, everything. My wife is courageous. She didn't go and talk about her kidney disease and dialysis on Christy Krueger. What she talked about is what gave her this problem. My wife, is it okay to say it? My wife took water pills. So if you're out there and you're taking diuretics, and she was a model. If you're out there and you're taking diuretics and you have body image issues, please go to WPLG.com or freedombusiness.com and watch the segment about Vivian. It is informative. It is courageous. It is full of love. And I must tell you, Brett, I love you. But my wife, sun rises and sets on her. Wanda, how much more time do I have?
She's much better looking than me.
Yeah, well,
I was going to tell you, pace yourself. You got 4 minutes or so.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just going crazy here. Okay. You didn't play
enough. Take a deep breath. No, go
right.
on.
I really love her. You know, Vivian and I met at a party. I was a fundraising mixer, a charity mixer, and I was with one of my friends. And I walked in. I had never seen Vivian before. I had just done some real estate down in Key West. I had driven up. I had a convertible, and I was all suntan, and I had a Hawaiian shirt and white pants on. I went to this happy hour event. Every other person there was in a suit, so I already had the advantage. And then in walked this beautiful, sexy, outrageously exotic woman. I had never seen anything like it in my life, so I watched her for a couple of minutes. And then she started talking to this guy. I was with one of my friends. I said, "Hey, dude, do you know that chick?" He goes, "Yeah, I know. I've never seen her." I go, "Well, do you know the guy?" He goes, "Yeah, I know the guy." I go, "Go talk to the guy." The guy turned around. My wife has been my other half ever since that day. I'm telling you right now, it was the best charity event I ever went to. And I got to tell you a secret. She didn't even remember what I looked like. I think all she remembered was I was the guy with the Hawaiian shirt. But she said okay, and we met anyway, and we went for our first date at Pineapples. Remember Pineapples?
Yeah, of course. I used to work there. My first job.
No.
On First Street.
Maybe you served. Maybe
my first job.
Oh.
13 years old.
Oh, my God.
I rode my bike there. I was the busboy.
Oh, my gosh. Right next to where Dave used to be the short order cook. I mean, you know.
Working my whole life.
Listen, man. God. Yeah, me too, man. Ever since working in the deli, I used to smell like a corned beef.
Pineapple, Simon.
Oh, my gosh. This guy, I love him. This is Miami Beach. You want to be on Miami Beach? That's what you need. The soul of Miami Beach, my good man, Brett Harris. And now I'm going to say thank you. Can I say thank you now?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to say thank you.
Do what you want. We got music.
Oh, thank you so much. Give me the music.